Today I would like for us to meditate on the reading from Matthew chapter 1, which is the Annunciation to Joseph. During the Christmas season, much attention is given to Mother Mary, and rightfully so. Mary played a necessary role in bringing the Messiah, bringing Yahweh incarnate into the world. But just as important was Father Joseph, and he should not be overlooked. Matthew is careful to tell us that Mary's conception of Jesus was after her betrothal to Joseph, but before they came together. Legally speaking, this meant that Mary was now a part of Joseph's family, but they couldn't consummate the marriage until they had a wedding ceremony. Betrothal was sort of like our custom of getting engaged, except betrothal was a legally binding arrangement. Engagements today are not. Matthew says the child was of the Holy Spirit, meaning it was a miracle conception for this virgin woman. But Joseph didn't know that at first. Verse 19 says, "Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly." Put yourself in Joseph's shoes for a moment. The woman that you love, the woman you are already legally committed to, turns up pregnant, and you know that you are not the father. What would the natural assumption be? You would think that Mary had committed adultery. So Joseph decided to put her away secretly, which is like getting a divorce. And notice that Matthew calls him a just man. Joseph was a just man, meaning he obeyed God's laws. Had Mary actually committed adultery, it would not have been wrong for Joseph to divorce her. He was not in sin for making this decision. He was a righteous man with righteous intentions. But thankfully, God intervened and instructed Joseph to stay with Mary. Verse 20. While Joseph thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." It says the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, and this won't be the last time that Joseph dreams. The angel of the Lord will appear two more times in Joseph's dreams, once to tell him to go to Egypt, and again to tell him to return to Israel. Do we know of any other Josephs in the Bible who dream? Yes, we do. Joseph of Genesis, Jacob's son. The Joseph who was betrayed by his brothers. The Joseph who went to Egypt. The Joseph who rose to power and provided bread for all the nations out of Egypt. The Joseph of Genesis was a dreamer. God spoke to him through dreams. Joseph interpreted dreams. And here we have, at the beginning of the New Testament, a new Joseph who is also a dreamer. A new Joseph who will also go into Egypt. A Joseph who will provide true bread out of Egypt. The infant, Jesus. When the angel spoke to Joseph, he called him the son of David. That alone is of major significance. We heard prophecies from Isaiah this morning that the Messiah would be a Davidic king from the line of David. And now we're learning how that was possible. It was possible because of Joseph. Joseph was from the line of David, so any child born to him would also be in the line of David. This is why his role was so important. It was necessary to fulfill prophecy. And we deduce from this that Mary was not from David's line. right? She became Davidic because of the betrothal. Mary was innocent, of course. She wasn't unfaithful to Joseph, and Joseph knew that now. He had angelic verification of the facts. The child was of the Holy Spirit, not of some other man. And that was key information that Joseph needed. The angel went on to say that the child would be the Messiah, that he would save people from their sins, and Joseph was to name him Jesus, which means Yahweh saves. After the dream, Joseph understood that his role was not to put Mary away, but to be Mary's husband and to be Jesus' earthly father. And Joseph was obedient to that call. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. We owe a lot of gratitude to Joseph. He's not mentioned much after the birth narratives, but he should not be forgotten. His role was just as necessary as Mary's. Men and boys, if women should emulate, if women should admire and emulate Mary, then you should admire and emulate Joseph. Joseph was a just man. He was obedient to God's law, and he was faithful to all that God had commanded him. He stayed with his wife. He named his son. He kept his son from danger. He raised his son in the fear and knowledge of Yahweh, even when that child was not biologically his own. Those are the qualities of manhood and the qualities of fatherhood that you are to have. Joseph, as the earthly father, reminds us of the heavenly father. Joseph's fatherhood was an analogy of God's fatherhood. Joseph gives us a small taste of what the relationship is like between God the Father and God the Son. Joseph's love for Jesus and his nurturing and protection of Jesus speaks of the Father's love and nurturing and protection. Jesus was greatly loved by both fathers, the heavenly and the earthly. And you should exhibit a similar love for your own children, but most of all, for the greatest child, the miracle child, the divine child, the Messiah child, Jesus, our Lord. Receive him into your heart and into your life, just as Mother Mary and Father Joseph did. And receive him now at this table. Receive his body and blood with joy and thanksgiving, for he is the Son of David, and he was born to save you from your sins.